This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Did you ever have a lizard as a pet? Did you ever interact with a lizard?
Did you ever interact with a lizard?
I'm a lizard man with the lizard plan. I'm hoping that your lizard stand. Come on up your pole. If I make you bold, under the lamp or soul. Soaking in the heat, just camping feet. Lizard life's a treat.
Review, review. The only podcast for lizards.
Sure.
Lamar, what an up for you to come in on.
What the hell was that?
That was from Fancy Octopus.
I was going to say that drumming. I felt like that was
it's
him.
The subject of the email is related theme song. And Fancy says this one is definitely related to the show. In case you missed that episode, Alf misspoke the other day. And that's what that theme song was pulled from. So thank you for sending that. I forgot about that moment. And I'm really happy that we have a very haunting rendition of it.
But we did. I mean, the episode hasn't come out yet where we asked for more original theme songs that weren't going to get us copyright infringement. So you filled the prompt even before we asked. So that's kind of perfect.
So thank you.
Get our minds.
I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Scary as hell.
Yeah.
I'm just going to cut to the chase. Yeah. Do you hear that joy? Do you hear that laughter? Do you hear that beam of light coming out of your car / phone / computer / headphone / wherever the hell you're listening to this? It's Lamar Woods. He's back.
Yeah.
He didn't scare him off. He said, I'll come back on the pod.
Hey, I'm happy to be back.
Welcome back.
I didn't realize you were introing me right there.
You thought you were introing me?
Yeah. I wish I would talk about him that way.
Beam of joy? Absolutely not.
Lamar, how the hell are you?
I think you're a beam of joy. I'm great. I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm feeling good. How y'all doing? It's a beautiful Sunday. It's beautiful outside too right now. I'm loving it.
Gorgeous outside.
All right.
In Los Angeles today, recording, it is 5:17 p.m. in Los Angeles, on January 28th. Today was beautiful.
Were you at again? You were in Chicago?
Yeah, and it was 40 degrees today, and I was like practically in shorts and a t-shirt. I was loving it. There was like sun for like 15 minutes, and I was like, this is the best day that we've had in fucking 2 weeks.
It was 78 today, blue skies. It was gorgeous. I was running a lot of errands today, and I was on the phone with Alf, as I am wont to be, and I passed by, there was a place having a dog adoption event, and it took everything in me to not just grab one of the little tykes and
run off with paperwork.
It's a beautiful day. I have to still
grab a dog. Alf, what did you do
walk,
today?
I run errands and I steal a puppy.
Yeah, and that's a Sunday.
What did I do today? That's such a fascinating question to put me on blast like that. I think I woke up about 10-something a.m. I went for a walk. Like I said, it was 40 degrees, so it was basically summer. Went to the grocery store, Jewel Osco. And come on, Chicago.
Any Jewel Osco heads?
Shout out to Jewel Osco.
I went, I took a fucking nap and now we're here, you know? I have to work tomorrow. You know, it's an easy, restful Sunday.
Let me ask you a question. I feel like I nap way more as an adult than I did as a child.
Yes, I'm absolutely.
Like, I nap a lot. Like, 100%. I didn't expect that. What do you think?
100%. How frequently do you nap?
Every day, pretty much. I feel like at least every day, at least I get at least a 20-minute nap in.
It usually
just happens.
No, 20 minutes is exactly right. 20 minutes is the way to buckle.
I can't nap for less than an hour and a half.
That's also good. I learned this from Daniel. You either want to do 20 or 90.
Yeah.
Because anything other than that, your body's going to be like, what the fuck?
My grandmother was a chain smoker, but.
In the band? Oh my God.
Yes, my grandmother was in the Chainsmokers. And she took a nap every single day for like her entire life. And she lived into her 80s. So I think the napping kind of canceled out the chain smoking. So, like,
I don't know about that.
So that's why I'm going to start napping and start smoking.
Yeah, yeah. You want to make it today.
Net zero.
It just evens it
that's
out.
That's the combination you have to get.
Your doctor's like, I think you have lung cancer. You're like, well,
but I've been napping.
Can't be right. I just woke up from a nap.
You've been napping. Oh, wait, this is all wrong. We have to get you retested.
Oh, shit. That's a different patient. I'm so sorry. we're not here to talk about napping. We're not. We're here to talk about music. But most importantly, Lamar, you are a comedian. You are a writer. You are a funny guy. And you're also a music guy. What? You have music coming out soon. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on this album all last year. So all 2024, I wanted to do an album about mental health. I wouldn't say it's all about mental health, but it chronicalizes my mental health journey. It's called Highly Sensitive Person. But I've always been doing music since I was a kid. I was a rapper and I had a band that was like, it was kind of like a Gym Class Heroes type band.
Nice.
And then I actually moved to LA to pursue music, but people kept laughing at my banter on stage. I'll just put this guitar down and just talk to you guys. But then, so I just got into comedy. But now that, you know, now that I've been working for a while, I've been wanting to explore it again. And I got back into it. And I put an album out a couple years ago called Wine Bars. So this is my second album. And I think it's really good. I'm really, skits on it. It's got like intros and outros. It's like a full album. It's like a real, like old school album, like that no one's listened to anymore. But
I'm so, I love listening to a full album because I mean, I'm a musical theater girly. So it's like, if I'm listening to a show or an album, I'm going to listen to it the way it was made, the way it was intended and the track list, the track order that it was intended to be. So I'm listening cover to cover. And so I'm so excited. Alf, do you listen through or do you skip around? Or are you
like that? I listen through. I think I don't, you know, I'll do the shuffle if it's like a huge playlist that's like a bunch of shit, but.
Hey, don't shuffle my shit, Al.
I would never. But when's it coming out? What's the date?
It's coming out on Valentine's Day. So I don't know.
At the time of release, that is, let me triple check. I'm gonna, Bob, that's tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
We drop it tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Stream Highly Sensitive Person. That's so exciting. Hell yes, dude. I cannot wait to listen.
Yes, yes. And then it's going to be on all platforms like Spotify, Apple, Tidal, everywhere you could get it. But I also have a website called Lamar Wood. It's called www.lamar-woods.com. And if you want to buy the album from me directly, you could go there and support me because I funded this album by myself. So
hell yeah.
Streaming is okay, but I don't really see any money from that. It's actually, if you buy it from me, I'll actually get to see the actual impact.
And so when I said stream Highly Sensitive Person, that was a joke because what I meant to say was purchase from Lamar directly. But I mean, listen, speaking of music, speaking about listening to something you can't skip, you can't shuffle. Speaking of concerts, speaking of Alpha's looking at me. We're talking about the Hollywood Bowl today. I'm sorry.
Not my finest.
But we're here to talk about Hollywood Bowl. So, Lamar, you picked Hollywood Bowl. Talk to me about the bowl.
Okay, the bowl, it's like, I have a hot and cold relationship with the bowl, like physically hot and cold.
That sounds right.
Awesome. But also, when I moved to LA, it was like the most famous, it felt like it was a famous venue in the world. And it's just like every, like you had to go. And now living here for 10 years, what is it, like 13 years now? I find it to be my least favorite venue in LA, but I've gone there to see some of my favorite groups like Wu-Tang and Nas. Mm-hmm. I did a show there recently that was like one of the best shows I've ever seen, even though it was at the Bowl. But I also saw Haim there. I saw Chance the Rapper there. I have a good, I've seen a lot of cool shit because everyone goes there, but I like it in theory, but it made me wonder if I was thinking about, oh, I wonder if like, I'm just tired of it because it's in LA. Like, I wonder what the bowl, Hollywood Bowl is for like Chicago or like New York or like, and I was thinking, oh, maybe I should just go to another city and go to their Hollywood Bowl and see what that's like. But that's what
the Chicago Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, I'm assuming everyone has, they all have a Hollywood Bowl.
Everyone has their own Hollywood Bowl.
It's like athletic clubs.
It's like Planet Hollywood.
It's the Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, right? What is it about, like, what is your favorite venue in LA of that size?
Well, you know, it's the irony is my favorite venue is the Greek Theater, which is across the street. It's like really close.
Okay, because I was wondering if it was like a getting to it traffic thing.
Yeah, but it's not that. So yeah, no, for those of you, if you don't know what the Hollywood Bowl is, it is a very, very famous outdoor concert venue in like the base of like the Hollywood Hills in LA. It's so beautiful once you're there. It's like this big, it's a bowl. It's like this big kind of half open dome and like all the seats are sitting on this like rotted rickety wood, but it's beautiful. Oh. And they have like at the front, they have essentially like picnic like tables and you could do a whole dinner thing. The food's overpriced, but you can bring your own food and drinks. And it's really fun. I've seen.
How big is it? Like how many people can you fit in there?
It's big as hell. It's like one of the biggest bowls, like out of all the bowls. But I don't know. So my favorite thing to do there is
17,500.
Oh, fuck!
Wow.
And to still have picnic tables is kind of
that's
wild
so many people. 17,000.
Yeah, 17,500 people. It's the shows I've seen there. I agree with you, Lamar. It's like I'm from LA, and like the concept of going to the bowl, once I'm there watching the show, it's awesome. It's so beautiful. You're under the stars outside. There's like beautiful trees around. Like it's really great. I saw Queen there. I saw, who else did I see? I saw Lake Street Dive there. I saw a couple of people I'm forgetting, but it's the getting there is brutal. Parking atrocious. You'd think that after all this time, they would have a better system. You have to take a Lyft or an Uber.
But 100 years ago, LA had a population of like 50,000.
I understand. But even the past like 10, 15 years, there's no. And that's the thing. When I was looking at reviews, it's that the main.
Every negative review is about the parking.
It's about the parking because it does take an hour to find a parking spot. You either that's have to prepay. Because it's like,
you have to like plan it.
Freeway
into the
exit
show,
like, is the Hollywood Bowl. So it's like so fucking, you do have to plan it into your night. It's so congested. It's like, if you're going to the Hollywood Bowl, that's a full day affair because you have to get there 6 hours before.
In Chicago, any like stadium, like arena venue like that, you can get to it on the train. You know what I mean? Like,
you have good public transportation.
I would never ever drive to the United Center or to like Soldier Field or something. And like, the idea of having to, that's awful.
Alf, have you ever been to the Hollywood Bowl?
Have I ever been to the Hollywood Bowl? No.
Yes or no?
It's a no. That's really a no. I've never been. If you had to ask yourself, you've never been. Now, what I have been to is not the Hollywood Bowl. It's not the Hollywood Bowl, but I think it's very similar. Is when I was 15, I did see a production of Matilda at the Amazon.
That is literally not at all the same thing.
Okay, I thought it might be similar.
What's the Amazon? I don't even know.
It's a performing arts center. It's like a big like theater like. play or musical or dance or something theater right, downtown.
Right. So pretty similar.
Versus a big concert venue.
So pretty similar.
In kind of West LA. Yeah. Right. They're the same.
So similar.
I remember.
But Riley, do you like the seats there? Do you like the seats? I don't like the seats. That's actually my least. More
no,
than the traffic.
No,
is
they
the
are.
Seats.
The
hurt
seats
my butt.
Are.
Like,
the seats.
Is it
do
benches? Is it like.
Yes.
Pews?
Wooden benches.
Yeah.
And they're old.
Yeah.
Got to check for splinters in your ass afterwards. I'll tell you.
Oh,
what.
Man. So check this out. I was at the Wu-Tang concert and we were in these seats. And then this guy was so drunk. I basically turned around and he just like fell on top of me. Like he just passed out. And
oh
I had and
God.
it was like dead weight like on my body. It was crazy. Like I like saved this guy's life.
That's
basically.
Crazy.
He would have fell down. And then so everyone helped me and like we moved him to my seat. And I ran to this. I was like, you got to help this guy. He passed out. Come on, follow me.
Oh my!
It was crazy. And then
that's insane.
And they go check on anyway. He comes to or whatever, and he's like. You know, we're like, you got to get out of here. You got to go home, man. This is like the night's over for you. And then he didn't want to leave because he wanted to see the show still. So he just like sat down in my seat and I had to like stand up the whole time. I was so bad. I was like, hey, get this guy out of my seat.
Oh, my
I saved your life. And the thanks that I get is that I lose
you
my
took
seat.
My seat.
And I just have and he was just like really focused. And I'm like, are you OK? And he was just like. I am now. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I am now.
Never again will I save anyone at this.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
The last experience.
There's also something like very specific about it's like being kind of like yaks. Hey, listen, we've all been there. If you drink, you've been there where you accidentally get a little too drunk at the function. And then it's like, but then it's like you're trying to be cool. It's like, no, I'm actually completely sober now and I'm all good. It's like, no, man, you gotta
like,
go. No, I'm like really hyper focusing, being like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's like you're in my
boat. It's like that denial.
It sounds like it's like getting to the Hollywood Bowl and from the Hollywood Bowl is like a fucking, you know,
it's
expedition.
Like 3 hours to do
so it's like
of
if you've
CS.
Just passed out, you're probably not like, yeah, I can't wait to go stand in line.
I know.
And, get back
and,
to my
and
car.
It's like a ton of hills. You have to walk down a huge hill to get out
right.
of there.
That's right. You not only have to park, you park and then you walk up a giant ass hill. And
also,
then up all these stairs to get to your seat.
I don't know how I feel about sitting for music anyway. You know what I mean?
I think like, it depends on they, also at the Hollywood Bowl, they don't they do like also like shows. Like I saw a Chorus Line did a show at the Hollywood Bowl, and they also do like they bring the Philharmonic and they do like Harry Potter with a full orchestra playing, or every Halloween season they do like Night Before Christmas with a full orchestra.
Yeah.
And so they do stuff like that there too, which is cool.
I went to a stand-up show one time where it was genuinely only standing. Like there were no seats anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was like 150 people all standing, watching stand-up for 3 hours.
No.
And it was genuinely one of the worst experiences of my life. Because it's not like at least when you're standing for 3 hours at a concert, you're moving. Like
you're
like
you're
dancing a little bit, you're going around, you know, it's kind of there's a flow, but like the number of people that you just like looked over and they're like locked knees, like flop sweat, like they're not enjoying it. And I was like, who, like, if you had any control over that as the performer, you would not choose that. So I'm like, why did the venue decide to fuck you like that by making everybody stand the entire time? I don't know.
Yeah, that's awful. But I think as a musician, I went to see Fleet Foxes and everybody sat down the whole time, but it was like a very like you know, like folk, like you're just watching it happen.
Yeah.
But like I tend to, as a rapper out on a stage, I'm like, I can't, I think I would find it incredibly painful to watch, to perform to a group of people sitting down.
Just staring up at you.
Yeah.
At a rap concert to have everyone just sit. Oh no, that would be terrible.
I did a show last night and it was like, but it's like, sometimes audience are like, it's like they're studying you. It's weird, but like, you're like, they're like, they weren't sitting down, but it was just like, I was singing to them and they were like, just like watching it. Like they were like, I was like, are you guys enjoying this? I go, are you having a good time? But like, I'm asking you, are you having a good time? Like,
hey, not like, talk. I need a response to know how the night will be.
But no, I feel you on that, Albert. But standing up is seems insane. I don't know.
That does seem crazy.
It's awful. I've seen improv shows standing too, and that's just because there's not enough seats or something. That's awful.
But that's different than like, all right, we're all gathering, we're gonna still stand.
That's
and
like
watch
too many
comedy
people. Like more people showed up than you expected. Not like this was a ticketed event. You knew exactly how many people were coming like 4 weeks ago, and yet you still were like, no chairs, right, guys? We're just gonna no chairs. Cool.
It's
cool,
gonna
cool.
be standing room only for everybody.
Great, perfect.
Should we get to our first review?
Yeah,
I think so. Do you want to do it or should I? What's going on?
It's up to you, Alfrini Teeny.
Why don't I start with one, huh?
Go crazy.
Why don't I just
oh my
fucking
God.
Do it? Why don't I
You're
just
insane
fucking
for that.
Just do it. This is from John F. Can I get a last name for John F?
Frankenstein.
John Frankenstein. Okay, perfect. John Frankenstein says, and this is for the Hollywood Bowl, 5 stars. It was awesome. Got in the weed with no issue and was able to smoke joints through the whole Dead & Company show. If you haven't been to a show here before, I would go as soon as possible. We drove from Arizona and I would say it was worth the trip. It's a beautiful venue. The people were super chill and we all got high.
Yep. That's another thing about the Bowl is that because it's open air, I don't think I've been, other than the chorus line, I don't think I've been to a single show at the Bowl where everyone's smoking weed.
But I don't know. Maybe it's like, I find this sometimes, you know, because I didn't grow up in a state where weed was legal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, but the idea of like just being like, openly being like, yeah, this venue's great. They don't even care if you bring weed in. And I'm like, there's a part of my little narc brain that's still like, what? You're allowed to do that. No one's going to get mad. But this is on the internet. Someone might see. They're just like, yeah, it's great. There's security. I guess they don't really care. It's fine. Also in Chicago, you would never have an open air venue.
No, of course not. You would freeze to death.
There's so much wind out there.
There's something about like, because I am that narc friend as well. I'm just so anxious that it's
like you grew up in California. Like, why are you?
I know,
anxious about
but it? I'm all, but because I have anxiety. It's
that's right.
Even if it's, why are you so anxious? Oh, it must be because of the anxiety.
Oh, it's the anxiety. Yeah.
There's something about being part of the group and everyone's just nervous about this one person like blowing it for them, or even like even if it's legal, it's like you're not gonna ruin anything, but it's just you're gonna be weird about it the whole time. That's very funny to me.
Well, I get weird when people pat, like I feel like at a concert there's like a cool camaraderie with other people, and this person passed me a joint and I smoked it, and then I like immediately regretted it because I was like, I don't know what I just smoked. Like, I don't know who this person is. Like, and I ended up getting paranoid the whole night. Yeah, because I was like, oh, we're connected. We like the same music. But it's like, no, I don't want to do that anymore.
I have a really clear memory of, it was like, I was going to see the movie Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, which is like,
God.
That is a real timestamp. I don't even remember what year that was, but me and my friend were going, and there was a guy in the parking lot who didn't have a lighter for his joint, and so he was like, do you guys have a lighter? Do you guys have a lighter? And we like found one in the bottom of the car, and his payment, he like let us hit the joint, and I at this point was like, no, I'm fine, sir. That looks like I don't know who you are. But my friend was just like, sure, what the fuck? And you know, he really enjoyed Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates a lot more than I did. But for like half an hour beforehand, he was just sitting in the lobby, like fully catatonic, like I feel like a robot. And I was like, okay, so that one hit of a joint shouldn't have done that to you. I don't know what the fuck you did. Like that guy was handing out.
That shit is dangerous. We shouldn't be doing that at all. But it's like, but then weed culture is like, we're supposed to share weed with each other.
Right. It's this like communal, like, hey,
you get home
guys.
After getting back after a concert. Guys, that was honestly, I'm so glad that it's like, you know, mom and dad are always like, we should all hang out. We should all hang out. And I feel like for us as siblings to all go to a show together, that was one of the best nights of my life. So thank you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I thought you were like, sometimes, you know, you're the big sister. I feel like you're not cool or whatever, but I guess you
what?
Were pretty,
get out of here
you
with
were pretty
that.
Cool. You
on.
Were pretty cool tonight. You were pretty cool tonight. So,
hey, Mike, you were pretty cool too.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys didn't get weird when I did a little heroin at the concert. But
what's
you
that?
Know, you know, you guys didn't see that.
No. I'm cool. No, I'm like I know I've been kind of high strung in the past.
Yeah,
but
you've been cool.
You're
the cool one.
Older sister now. So, John, the fact that you snuck off and that I am now learning that you did heroin during the concert, during the Florence and the Machine bash, I'm very cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to tell our parents because that's not who I am anymore. You guys can tell me anything, and I promise I'll be cool about it.
All right.
Thank
I
you
mean,
so much.
If you want to know, like, during the show, remember when I said I was, like, going to go get like nachos for everybody.
Get nachos, yeah.
I was actually freebasing in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
I remember that. I don't like freebasing too much. I like to just stick it right in there. But that's where.
Yeah.
It's made the music better because Florence and the Machine could give
you're
me.
You're cool
a
though,
sometimes.
Right, sis? You're cool. You're being cool, right?
And you guys are okay. Like I just like.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, it's cool, but like you.
It's
guys
not
are
a problem.
Safe,
it's casual.
Like,
it's recreation.
Yeah, I only do it during concerts. Like, no, I don't have a problem.
And not even every concert. You know what I mean? Like Florence and the Machine, obviously.
Obviously.
You know, would I have done it like?
And so just for, because I'm cool and like, I know I am with all of it, but like, just for someone who I'm going to talk to my friends about this kind of stuff, obviously not her parents. And they're like, oh, what's freebasing? Like someone might think that that's kind of like parkour, like freebase, like, but so
like if parkour, did you say?
Yeah. Cause I guess some people
like free running.
Some people, definitely not me, hear that and they think free running, but obviously that's not what I think. But so
you
how would
hear
I
hear the phrase freebasing and you think it's parkour?
I'm saying that's not
the context made you think.
Well, okay. I'm saying if I were to tell the story to somebody else.
Why would you tell the story?
I wouldn't because I'm cool like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would hope you wouldn't tell
never
the story
mind,
about
never mind.
Your two
guys, the
brothers
point
doing
is,
drugs at the Florence
is that
concert.
Exactly. The whole point is that we're all cool. We're all like, we're all just the same. And I'm getting lunch with dad tomorrow and I'm not gonna bring it up because why would I do that?
Please don't tell dad. You know he's not cool at all. And also,
no,
you know,
no.
we're almost at we're like, you know, we got about another 4 hours before we get back to Arizona. So I don't know if y'all want to stop and just, you know, take another break. I'm kind of itchy. I'm feeling like I need a fix right now. But
I could use a hit.
What if we kept driving? What if we like? Oh, what if we just like powered through? What if we just like got home and like took a bath, not together, just like we all take baths. And I don't know why
there's
I said that.
There's only one bath in the house.
I meant like we can stagger
the
time.
What am I supposed to do while you take a bath?
I meant we could stagger the time. You could watch TikTok. You could read a book.
I guess I could do heroin.
I guess. Yeah.
While you were in the bath.
I guess, but it's like you can always do heroin. That's like so like boring.
That's true. And I do.
You could always do that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
is, why don't you relax a little bit? You could try some of this stuff with
you
us.
Want
you know?
Some? We got so much.
I feel like you're all wound up. Like this
you
is normal know. Stuff. This is.
You guys
we don't
are
have a
so
problem.
Sweet. You guys are so sweet. No, honestly, it's like the way you guys are being so generous about it. Like, I thank you so much. I'm actually okay right now.
Oh shit! The cops pulled over.
Oh shit!
Okay, guys,
he's coming over. Everyone, shut the fuck up.
Guys, shut the fuck up.
Please roll down your window, please.
Yep. Hello. Hi.
Do you know why I pulls you all over?
I would imagine we're going just a little too fast. Speed racer, slow down. That's it.
Well, actually, I know exactly why. I just wanted to ask that question one more time because they're going to outlaw it in this state very soon.
So you just want to get it in.
I wanted to get it out real quick.
Okay.
But I pulled you over because you were driving too slow, actually. It was very slow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's our sister.
Yeah, I'm just so chilled out. Honestly, that's just how I drive. Officer, you don't know me very well, but I used to be like a narc.
Hey, and you seem pretty cool. You seem like you would tell me something if something was wrong. You seem like me and you would have a good relationship.
Yeah, no, I'm really cooperative with the law. And like, that's what a lot of people know about me and like really respect about me. And that's like why I'm like, officer, I promise I'll go faster. I'll go faster. And that's all there is to it.
All right. Well, if there's nothing you need to tell me, I'm going to let you go with a warrant.
But
if there's any illegal substance in the car, you should tell me now.
If there was heroin in the car, you would literally be the first person I told. I swear to God. You'd be the first person I told if two
have
of my brothers
night,
had
officer.
Heroin
you have
in their
great
pockets.
Night. You have a great night. You have
if
a great
two
night.
Of my brothers
you have a great
had
night.
Heroin
all right.
in their pockets.
You have
all
a great
right.
night.
Okay.
You have a great night.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, if you tell me you had a great night one more time, I'm going to stay here. All right.
Okay.
I'm leaving. All you guys have a safe trip. Have a safe trip. All right.
Thank you.
Man, that was fucking close, guys. We almost
that
got
was,
fucking busted.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
Why would you start
we're all,
talking
we're
about
all
heroin?
All saying, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
He definitely didn't think there was heroin in the car until you started saying there's no heroin in the car.
Okay, but do you hear how, like, if I didn't say that, then he might think, like, oh, maybe there's heroin in
cool.
the car.
I knew you weren't
no,
cool.
You can't trust the police. You don't ever trust
them. You guys, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Of course you can trust the police. Of course you can.
No, you really
can't. I
can't
believe we're related. How can we be related to this person?
What are you talking about, guys? They're the
I can't
most
believe we share the same DNA.
They're, all right, they're, well. They're whatever. I do something? I feel like I like got the vibes all wrong back there.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we were having a good night. You know, we were literally just talking about how cool we thought you were and that you for once in your life had some chill. And now you just talked about how much you love cops. And that was weird.
When we get home, I'm going to ask our parents to get a divorce so that I want you to live with one of them. We don't have to live with you anymore.
If you wouldn't mind saying you want to live with dad and then we'll just say we want to live with mom and it won't seem like it's a thing, but like, it's like a reverse parent trap, you know?
This is crazy. Yeah. You guys want to split our parents up so that we all don't have to live in the same house?
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, we're pretty close
That's
in age.
Fucking
and
crazy.
We're all teenagers, so there's not much time before we're out of the house. But I really can't see myself doing two more years in the house with you, so I am going to have to ask you.
If it's the cop thing, I don't know why I was saying that. I do not trust cops. I just got nervous.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
and if it's the heroin stuff, then like I thought it was a joke.
Yeah,
you thought the heroin was a joke.
I thought me saying it was a joke.
No, I felt like you were what we call in rap music. We call it dry snitching, where you're snitching without snitching, kind of subtle snitching, you know. And we don't like that. So I think we're gonna have to kill you.
There's no choice. I'm sorry. The divorce won't cut it. I'm sorry. We can't even do the divorce anymore.
No, you guys. No. Come on. The least we could do is have our parents be divorced. You know, the least we could do is make our parents break up.
We might have done that if you'd been more like on board with the plan, but you seem negative about it. So we kind of have to go with plan B, which is divorce. Murder.
There is a plan C. And
okay, I'm open to anything at this point.
I don't think
point.
You're gonna like it, but
we need you to freebase right here in front of us.
Prove to us you're cool by doing drugs with us.
Yeah, that is how they do it. That's how they do it in the mafia.
I'll do it. No. I'm cool.
Are you wearing a wire?
I'll freebase right now. I open the car door. I climb on top of the gas station. I start free running, parkouring down a strip mall.
She's really fast.
Oh shit, man! That girl is parkouring.
How the fuck did she learn to do that?
I'm freebasing so good right now.
Hey, I'm closing this gas station down. I'm about to do what that woman's doing. Wait, but we're going out of business. I don't care. I found it by true calling.
Should we take a break?
Let's do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you've listened to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Review Review, the show where I talk about how fucking awesome cops are.
Yeah, where Riley shows her true colors.
We're like, guys, after all this time, I'm switching it up. I have a review.
Okay.
In case anyone's missing the joke, I do not like cops. Okay.
I don't know, man.
I just want to make that very clear.
I know you're an actor and everything, but that's
I don't want people taking clips of this and being like, Riley loves. Okay, here we go. Wait. 2 stars from Erica A. Can we get a last name for Erica A?
Erica Clapton.
A?
Erica? A Clapton.
Erica.
A Clapton.
Erica Clapton.
She kept the original name when they immigrated to the States.
Erica Clapton. Jesus. Two stars from Erica Clapton. That's so stupid. All caps. Turn up the volume. Went to see Guns N' Roses, and it felt like I was listening to my neighbor's house have a house party. I've never left a rock show with better hearing. Guns N' Roses played a really medium level volume show.
Wow.
Turn up the volume.
Is there a date on that? I'm curious.
That was 3 months COVID. Ago.
Okay. Because they did get a little weird for a while after COVID. Like there was a lot of rules and shit. With the
but
neighborhood.
About sound?
Oh, it's like the noise level.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. Like they had to end the concerts earlier.
I'm like, it's been there for 100 years. If you choose to live next to the Hollywood Bowl, like it's not like the venue appeared overnight. Like
imagine telling a classic rock, very famous rock band that there's something about that that's so embarrassing.
Right.
Like that leaving a rock show being like, oh my God, that really like my ears were not doing well, but that was such a mellow night that it cleared it the fuck out. I'm feeling great.
It's like, you know, those like guys who've been
and Slash is like, no,
for like 40 years. Like Ryan and I have talked about it before. The Elton John performing now, his voice is like three octaves deeper.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just sounds like completely different guys singing. But he's still like, but the
absolutely.
Idea that like you get old and it's like, yeah, it's just, I sound exactly the same, just quiet.
Just
like
quiet. Yeah,
25% of the volume that you're used to.
It takes a lot of energy to speak loudly. Like it's like to project.
I remember.
It's hard.
Yeah. Imagining like a front man, like Mick Jagger being like, no, you guys, I'm sorry. This is like, you're yelling at me, you're yelling at me. This is hard. You get up here and do it. You get up here and do it.
Oh, man.
I remember I did see Rolling Stones. This was like, I've seen them twice. I saw them once like 15 years ago, and then I saw them again like 7 years ago. And I will say, nothing changed. There is something about Mick Jagger that is absolutely fucking timeless. That man was screaming.
Yeah.
He was strutting. Have you guys ever seen them live? Like, it is, an experience. He is so old.
I hear that, though. I hear that a lot about that group specifically.
Oh, my God.
Like the one that still rocks on.
They still rock the fuck out. And they, it's just like, and he's so sinewy. And he is old. And it, but he is like rocking, like it's really amazing.
I would love to see something like that at the Bowl. Like I think I haven't seen a concert that's like a big arena type band.
Yeah.
I think that would maybe change my opinion on the Bowl. I saw
Queen
like,
at the Bowl was pretty dope. Seeing Queen there was
great. Yeah, and they were loud too, right? Real loud.
They were really loud. Intermission fans coming backstage. guys, amazing job out there. I just want to say,
stop it.
No. You guys are absolutely crushing it. I just want to say, stage manager, we are just getting some feedback that maybe for the second act, we bumped the levels a little bit. I think like during the first mix.
I don't know about that.
Did y'all tell him my note? Y'all told him my note. My name's Greg. I'm just one of the people in the audience. I got a couple of notes for y'all.
Sorry, you're just an audience member. Yes,
you don't work here.
He's not just an audience member. He won our Visa MasterCard kind of giveaway. And so he got to do the come backstage thing.
Congrats.
So this is Greg, our winner.
And I mean, first of all, y'all not loud enough. My eardrums should be fucked up right now. And they feel like I'm getting a massage at the Four Seasons. Boom.
I mean, that sounds like a positive experience to me, really, doesn't it? It's getting a massage. The Four Seasons sounds like something you want to happen. Maybe
I came here to get my hair rocked. I want my hair to fall out of my head today.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
I mean, you know, we've been doing it quite a while, man. You know, we know a thing or two.
No, of course, I actually. It's not just Greg. We have a couple other Visa MasterCard winners
right.
who a lot of the same responses, and I'll let them
bring it up. I'm not afraid of a little criticism.
Is that they wanted their ears to get fucked up tonight has been the main thing.
I can get their ears fucked up. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Hey, my name is Cheryl. I'm from DC. I came all the way out here. I'm 83 years old. I've been chain smoking. I've been taking naps. But I came here to wake up, and I feel like I took another fucking nap over here.
Oh, all right.
You're putting an old woman to sleep. So that's
right. I mean, I don't want to criticize too much, but I do have to wonder how much you guys, you know, you're 83. Maybe you just can't hear very well anymore.
Mr. Jagger, if I may, Greg is, let me just check my phones. Greg, you are 32.
But if he makes a habit of going to concerts and getting his ears fucked up, then maybe that's why he can't hear. Mr. Jagger, please.
Hey, why are you all hostile, Mick Jagger? What's your problem, Jagger? Hey, what's your name again?
Mick. Did you even want to come to the concert? Or you just wanted the free trip from the MasterCard.
Yeah, you know, what do you expect me to just not do it? Use it? I would have used this thing, but I heard of y'all, the Rolling Stones, right?
I
think I'll come here. You know, it's going to be a big rock concert. Maybe I'll meet a couple ladies or something. And let me tell you something. You know how many?
High hopes.
I met a couple and I had great conversations with them. Too good, because they could hear me very clearly. It was, we understood each other.
I could hear that conversation. It sounded like it was going well. Greg, I really hope that something works out with one of them. But it was, you could, Mr. Jagger, you could ultimately hear a pin drop. And I feel like during Can't Get No Satisfaction, one of your most famous songs ever, a crowd pleaser, it's a simple ask. Just
excuse me. Is this where we're doing complaints
for the Visa MasterCard?
I have a newborn here. I brought my newborn to the concert.
Oh, congratulations.
I wouldn't recommend that.
My baby has not cried once during this whole concert, and I'm very upset.
I would go to a doctor.
I would go to a pediatrician for that. I really would do
our best to make sure that the volumes are cranked up. Mr. Jagger, can I please have a sec? Can we talk out in the hallway for a second?
Yeah, actually, I'd like that. I have some stuff I wanted to
Visa
bring.
I'm going to eat these chicken wings while y'all talk.
Yes, absolutely.
For the band, but
Mr. Jagger, I'm such a huge fan. I don't know if I actually ever. My name is Jess. I'm the stage manager. I know. It's like, you know. Who am I compared to you, right?
Right. Good point. Well made.
Well, that you don't need to be.
I'm just saying.
A dick.
Sorry. You bringing a line of people to complain that my concert's too quiet, but I'm the dick.
No. This isn't. It's not a complaint line. That the woman thought it was a complaint line because a lot of people have been complaining, but this is just the Visa MasterCard winners.
About what?
Mr. Jagger, they came here to, and I quote, get their ears fucked up. And so if they're going to come see a Rolling Stone show, I think the least that we can do is bump the levels. I feel like that's not too much to ask.
How long is this intermission, by the way?
Another two minutes.
Okay. Is anyone on stage right now?
This old lady's choking on the chicken wings. She about to die back there. Hey, somebody help. Somebody help. Somebody with moves.
I've got the Heimlich moves like maneuvers like Jagger. Come on. Out of the way. Out of the way. Heimlich maneuvers like Jagger.
God, I almost fucking died. Oh my God, these chicken wings are huge. That's a big problem for me. I should not have eaten that.
I don't think you normally supposed to eat with the bone in, love. Bone in, one bite like a cartoon cat eating a whole fish.
Well, that's how we do it in D.C. You know, it's a big bone country out there.
I will say, even big I know that country. That is how you do it in D.C.
I mean, we played there over the years, but it's been a while. Maybe things have changed a bit since last time.
Ding! Intermission is ending. Please, everybody, return to your seats. Okay. Thank you, Visa MasterCard winners. Okay. Mr. Jagger, please, I beg of you, once this second act starts, please just like either say something or make something happen because you're going to have a lot more complaints after the show.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Thank you, sir, for your complaints. Madam, I hope you get the chicken wing has not damaged your esophagus too much.
Okay. All right, we're going back to outside. Thank you.
Okay. Cut to the beginning of act two.
All right. How are we doing tonight, Hollywood?
We're okay.
We're doing all right. We're doing mildly fine.
We're all okay. Everyone's speaking in unison. Yeah. We're all right.
Okay, not bad. Are you excited to get some more music?
I guess.
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We're open to it.
All right. Let me hear some noise.
Woo 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 woo.
All right. Well, this is one you heard in the first half, but you're gonna hear it again with a few changes, and I think you're really gonna like it. I can't get no.
Louder!
Satisfaction.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
I can't.
Oh,
I can't
shit. That lady just threw her baby on the stage.
Oh, sorry.
It still hasn't woken up.
It's still
it's
asleep.
Peaceful.
It's sleeping so
soundly. I'm
going to
pick it up. Don't worry. You're right there. Yeah. Yeah, it's asleep.
It's me. Hey, it's me, Keith Richards. Don't pick that
Keith,
baby
what?
Up. In my past, you pick up a baby, it's yours.
Keith, what? I mean, all right. I mean, I'm gonna. Yeah. Do you want this back? Lady in the audience, do you want your baby back?
No, you're such a great babysitter. She's sleeping so peacefully. If you could just have her for a couple hours, my husband and I are gonna go out to dinner.
Satisfaction. Good luck getting out of the parking lot in 2 hours, love. Can't get no. Do you want to hold the baby, Keith?
I told you, mate, I don't like holding babies, because next thing you know, I'll have the whole busload of kids I'm taking around town, and I just don't want that to happen again, mate.
Well, fair enough. Bow, bow, bow. God, you can shred like the best of them.
Everyone's saying goodnight to each other, getting sleeping bags. They're like,
where are you
going?
Such
a comforting evening.
Yeah, it was really
awesome,
nice, yeah.
It's
really great meeting you. Yeah.
I'm so glad
we got to talk. So that thing you were talking about, I don't know, but I'd love to have that conversation over coffee after this.
Would love that. Like, I feel like this is just such a sweet, like, it was a sweet.
Yeah, because I know you're dealing with the loss of two of your brothers to prison, right? Because they you turned them into the police, I heard.
Yes, no, I did what's kind of known as dry snitching, which is kind of like I snitched without snitching, if that makes sense, which is really frowned upon, which I can't realize.
But it's a lot of nuance to it, you know, so I can empathize
with
that.
What's that, Mr. Jagger?
Am I a ghost?
Oh, Mick, look, Mick.
I feel like nobody can hear me.
I think you got it. I think you're not rocking hard enough, mate.
I'm just shouting.
You're not rocking hard. I think if we play one song really hard, the crowd might come back, mate.
Everyone's gone.
Keith, I think they're gone, mate. They're in the parking lot. I can see them in the distance, fading.
That's right, mate.
All right, man. You pick the song, then. What will we rock you to?
I was gonna suggest I can't get no.
No, can't be that one. We've already sung it twice, mate. We've got to sing something new for him.
I'm getting old, man. I'm all fucked up. I remember a goddamn song if I was to save my life, mate. Maybe there's one about like
stage manager comes back up. Hey guys.
What was your name again?
Jess.
Jess, what's one of our songs?
What's one of your songs?
We can't remember any songs except Satisfaction.
I mean, you've got Sympathy for the Devil, you've got Brown Sugar, you've
don't
got...
Don't remember.
Okay,
how they go?
I don't remember
thing.
Those songs.
Guys, everyone's gone. Management is asking that we shut it down.
But we still got the second act.
I understand, but that was before you guys decided to... I don't know what happened. I mean, you guys are the Rolling Stones. Like, I don't know if it's just, you know, age. Like, hey, no shame in getting older. What a gift. You know, what everyone should... We should be so lucky. But I think people... You just didn't deliver the show that people were expecting.
I don't know about you, Keith, but I'm starting to feel like the Rolled Stones.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're rolling too much. I feel like very still. We're still.
That's okay.
Rocks.
Like
just,
we
just
had rolled in
still.
The past, but now we're
no,
still.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand that.
Jess, do you want a baby?
Yeah,
you can't
do you want
ask
this
me that.
Baby?
That's unbelievably.
No,
just
no,
because
no,
Al Pacino's
not like,
out here
no,
knocking
no,
people up left
not
and
like
right.
That. Not
does
like that.
Not
no.
Mean.
No, we have. He has a baby, Jess. He has a baby to give to you.
Oh, that's the baby from the green room earlier.
Yeah,
yes,
I want it.
Yes.
She Do left, I the want man it? Left. Yeah. Well, I don't want it. I'm a rock star.
Well, come on, Mr. Jagger. I think you're a little bit more than that.
No, I see a little bit of been.
No, I see some fraternal instincts in you yet.
I've got those moves like Dadger.
We'll cut to a house and a family that lives in a house that's right by the Hollywood Bowl. Man, this game of Monopoly is going great. I'm so glad we live here. It's very quiet.
It's so, like, honestly, that's what, like, a lot of people were like, don't move to that area. Don't move to that area. It's so loud. It's so busy. But, like, it's like there's nothing going on.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying this.
Toby next door said he's thinking of opening a library.
Oh, my God. That would be so beautiful.
I think he should open that.
I think he should.
Yeah.
Yes, and then because I always go have to go all the way into town to get to the library, and we could just go right next door. That would be amazing.
Right next door,
guys. Should we go freebasing? Yeah. Like, should we just like nightcap with like some freebasing right now?
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's make Jagger say outside. Cheeky freebase or something.
Yes, he always says that.
He always says that.
Oh shit! I missed the Rolling Stones concert. Is that tonight?
I saw on Twitter it was no good. You're fine.
I saw it was an earthquake though. Everyone's on Twitter talking about that. I've got those moves like Dadger.
I've got those Heimlich maneuvers.
Oh, that's right. The Heimlich maneuvers like Jagger. I haven't thought about that song in calendar years.
The only Rolling Stone song I can reference is Moves Like Jagger, which isn't a Rolling Stone song.
Rolling Stone
I know. That's exactly when we were talking about that. I was gonna say that. And I was like, wait, that's not a Rolling Stone song.
The only Rolling Stone song I know is a Maroon 5 song.
Why don't I know any of this song?
Right.
It's been around for so long.
It's like I could probably name like 50 Beatles songs, and I'm not even like a huge Beatles head, but it's like Rolling Stones? Satisfaction for sure.
That is so fucking funny. Oh, my favorite Rolling Stones song has got, honestly, it's got to be Moves Like Jagger.
It's got to be Moves Like Jagger.
That Rolling Stones.
Yeah. It fucking rocks.
It fucking rocks. Adam Levine, I can't believe they got Adam Levine and Christina Aguilera on their song. It's what a random match.
That's star power.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, why not? Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Since you got so many reviews you're so fucking proud of.
Shut up. Just like shut up.
I'm just saying, you seem
We've got
proud.
One star from Tyrone T.
One star. Damn.
We need a last name for Tyrone T.
Topsy Turvy.
Tyrone Topsy Turvy. Tyrone Topsy Turvy. One star of the Hollywood Bowl. An absolute cluster F of a place. Total mismanagement is to understate this place. Had tickets to Andrea Bocelli. Showed up early. Parentheses, been there plenty of times. But this time truly sucked. Sure, the concert was sold out, but traffic was so congested it took over an hour to get from the freeway off-ramp to the bowl. Traffic control was a joke. Then, every single one of the parking lots were full, and no contingencies for getting people in. The 8 p.m. show. Closest parking would have been on Hollywood Boulevard. And by the time we got there, it was already past 9. Why bother? Just went home. Sucks. And getting to eat $800 tickets because of their mismanagement is obscene.
$800?
The bowl can shove it up their keisters. Never, ever, ever again.
Wow.
To be so mad and yet refuse to use a swear.
I love it so much. It was a cluster F. What the heck even was that?
Yeah.
Like, it was so effed up that I had to eat $800. Everyone could shove it up their keisters.
$800 in a single ticket to see an opera singer?
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's what I know a lot of Tyrones in my life, and I've never heard him use the word keister.
Keister! He can shove it up their keisters.
I'm starting to wonder if that guy's name is Tyrone.
I'm so PO'd right now, you guys.
The Andrea Bocelli concert really wasn't all it was cracked up to be. I'm like, what the fuck is Andrea Bocelli doing charging $800 per fucking ticket? Like, how are you getting away with that?
That's so much money. Oh my God.
It's so much money to then not even get to go is crazy.
Like, the Taylor Swift and Beyonce tickets were cheaper than that.
No, they weren't.
Also, like, you know, people are they're suing. There's like a new trend right now where people are suing the artists if they have a bad time at the concert. Like,
what?
There's somebody suing Madonna because she was late. I think she was like an hour late to the concert, and they're trying to sue her for it. So we'll see what's gonna happen. I don't think they have a case.
Good luck with that.
Feels like that's like a new trend, I guess, that's happening because artists are late all the time. But you feel like you know they're gonna be late. Like, they're never
you
gonna
know
be
they're
right
gonna
on
be
time.
Late.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
A show says like a concert's like 8 p.m. I know they're not going on until 10:30. I know yeah. They're not going on then.
Which, considering how everybody seems in the fucking review seems to be budgeting 15 minutes to get from wherever they live to the Hollywood Bowl, like probably a good thing that they start late. Like,
yeah. And also, it's Hollywood Bowl is just a microcosm of an LA issue. Like, it's like,
yes,
it's just right. An issue in the yes. city. So if you live here, you should know by now that that's yes. like a problem.
Right. So traffic in our city? Now I've heard everything.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Someone writing a strongly worded letter to the like Hollywood Bowl management. Dear to whom it may concern. No, not even dear. Scratch. Delete, 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 delete. To whom it may concern. I am a loyal customer and subscriber to the Hollywood Bowl summer events under the stars, and I could not be more PO'd right now. I took my 5-year-old boy to see Harry Potter live in concert, and live in concert it was not.
Hey,
more like
hey Tyrone, what you doing in there? Oh, Tyrone! Hey, not, what you doing over there?
I'm just...
Are you in there writing letters again?
No, come on, man. No, I'm just like, I'm just a little PO'd right now. I need some space.
Man, Tyrone, you need to stop bullshitting out here. Come back outside, man. We hanging out, drinking lemonade, having a good ass time. You over there bullshit.
I'll be there in a second. Just like, give me 5 minutes.
All right, Tyrone, you know, I don't want no trouble. Y'all know how hardcore you are. I don't want you to write a letter about
you
my
You better
ass.
Be careful. No, I'm not. As long as you stay on my good side, then you have nothing to fear. Now let me finish my letter and I'll be out there to hang with the boys momentarily.
All right. No, I meant no disrespect, Tyrone.
Thank you.
Not bad.
As I was saying, live in concert, it was not. For my boy and I were stuck in the car for 3 hours trying to get in the parking lot. What the actual F is wrong with you people? I'm sorry to use such foul language, but I have never been more effing disappointed in my life. What the heck? Please, please, I implore you, please figure out a better system because it was not nice for us. You can all shove my $800 Harry Potter live in concert tickets up your actual keisters. Again, pardon my French, but please get it together next time. Yours, Tyrone.
We cut to the city traffic office or wherever Tyrone sent that letter. Excuse me, Mr. City Controller.
Yeah,
it's me,
yeah,
your assistant.
Yes,
I found this letter, and it looks like it was sent by one of our constituents. It's very scathing review. I don't know if you want to check it out. Maybe
Tyrone?
We can do something about it. Yes. Tyrone wrote it.
Yeah, give it here.
Okay. Oh, here you go, sir.
Okay. Yep. Him and his boy were sitting in the car for 3 hours. He was taking him to see the Harry Potter. Yep. Yeah, this is pretty standard for Tyrone. I wouldn't. You could just file it away.
So we're not going to do anything about this? We can make a difference in this city, I think.
Well, you've
everyone complains about the traffic.
Right,
maybe we could do something about it.
Sorry, have you lived here for a while?
No, I just moved here a couple of days ago, and then you hired me immediately.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. I couldn't remember from the interview where you said you were from or whatever. But you know, traffic here.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from the Dakotas. I'm from both Dakotas.
Oh, you split your time.
Yeah, I split time between each state and. There's
oh, you
no
know,
traffic
like,
there. I don't understand why we can't do that here.
Right. You know, like how in the Dakotas you get like snowstorms, blizzards, right?
Yes.
Okay. So traffic is like, yeah, okay. You made me nervous there for a second. You like, really didn't. I said Blizz, and I was like, did he actually grow up in the Dakotas or?
No, no, I had to think about it because, you know, I was thinking about a blizzard versus snowstorm, trying to see if those are two different things.
I don't think anyway. They are really, but yeah.
But we have those, yes.
There might be a technical definition for blizzard that doesn't apply, but I don't really.
Yeah.
Anyway, traffic, it's kind of like that for us here. It's like for snowstorms, blizzards, whatever, for you in the Dakotas, that's kind of what traffic is here. It's just like force of nature. Like you can try and solve it, but you're never going to get anywhere. So
I don't mean to overstep. I know it's only my second day, but you know, but snowstorms are a natural disaster. Traffic is something that we can.
Well, I don't think they're. Sorry, I got to stop you there. I don't think it's a disaster. Just a snowstorm is not a. It's not a like a category 9 earthquake.
Hey,
it's
look, just, like, I'm the one that lived through it. I'm from the Dakotas. Where are you from? You're from LA. When the last time you seen a snowstorm? You don't know nothing. You don't know shit about Dakota snowstorms.
Well, no, but I do know that like. In the Midwest, every time there's a snowstorm, it's not a natural disaster.
Oh, shit. A car just pulled up. Wait.
Who's that?
The license plate says Tyrone, I think.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, come into the city controller's office where two people work.
You're supposed to say, who's there? Because it's the beginning of a joke, which is what this city controller must be. Okay. You must be a joke, sir, because you've done nothing to help me, my boy. Or the city of Los Angeles. How do you like them apples?
Hi, my name is Christian. I just moved from the Dakotas. I'm a big fan of your work, and I want to just say I'm here to help you in any way I can.
So you've read my letters?
I read it. I have no power here. I work for this man, but I want to know. I want you to know that I'm fighting
Christian,
for you.
Christian, thank you so much. I really appreciate you standing up for the cause. And now, Christian. Mr. City Controller, if that is your real name,
it's not.
Then what? May I ask who I've been sending my letters to?
You've been sending letters to the office, but my name isn't Mr. Controller. It's Willie.
Oh, Willie.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Willie?
Your name's Willie, sir?
Yeah.
I thought I always called you William, but I didn't know you.
Well, you've known me for 2 days. It's not surprising you've been calling me
Well, I didn't
William.
Know we were comfortable like that, Willie.
Well,
hey, Tyrone, man, hurry up in there. We're trying to go down to In-N-Out. You over here got to take a stops and shit. What are you over here trying to do, man?
Seems like you're needed elsewhere. I don't think.
No. They can wait a couple more minutes while I get my business sorted out. Now.
Look, wait, what if we did this? Willie, is it? What's your name again? Willie.
Okay.
All right. What if we put cones up and move some of the traffic towards Hollywood and Highland, and then open up a lane that's specifically off the highway. So maybe people
finally
can get
a good effing idea around here.
But
Christian,
then the congestion's just going to end up over there.
Wow.
On Hollywood.
Wow, what a shocker. Willie's coming out with the negativity. Bringing up why Willie's a glass half empty kind of guy. And Christian, I like you. You've got a good mind and good heart. I can already tell just by looking at you.
Okay, I don't like
thank
the
you, Tyrone.
There.
I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, you know, look, I don't want to lose my job. I'm just trying to help out Willie. Don't be upset at me.
All I'm saying
you,
is
you can't fire me.
Final warning. Don't fire Christian. Christian's the best man you've got.
It's only
job.
Been 48 hours. He's definitely still in the union probationary period. I can definitely fire him. So
all I'm saying is as a very
I can't go back to Dakotas. I can't go back there.
Don't send him back. Do you know that the snow there is like a natural disaster? Have you seen what the snow is like in the Dakotas, Willie?
Not in person, but yeah.
Thank you, Tyrone.
The news,
thank
of course.
You.
Okay, I quit.
No. You can't quit because you have to fix the traffic.
No.
This was my last warning, and if you don't do anything about it after this...
My final act as city controller is I am going to... controller... Whatever. Okay.
Let him leave. Let him leave, Tyrone. I Christian McCaffrey will take over this controller. And I will fix your problem. All right. We're gonna do it together.
Thank you.
So why don't we come to the office? We'll pull out some maps and take a look at the city of LA.
I would greatly appreciate that.
I'm going to In-N-Out.
You're not
with Tyrone's friends.
No, you're not.
Hey, Tyrone. Hey, Willie. Hey, Tyrone, this Willie dude's gonna take us to In-N-Out. We'll be back.
No, no, Willie, you can go to In-N-Out, but you're not. Well, you can both be there at the same time, but you're not going with us.
I'm gonna.
We
take
are
this,
all going I've, to In-N-Out, nope. But not together.
I'm taking the city controller bus. There's room for like 12 of us in there, so it's fine.
Guys, you cannot seriously be getting on the bus with him right now. Are you? You're either with him or you're with me.
Now we with Willie, man. Willie,
I prefer
call him Willie. I'll call him William, though. I'm not calling you Willie. I'm just telling you right that right now.
You could call me Willie. Everyone does.
Nah, homie.
All right. Hey, I can't make you call me that, but that's fine.
Yeah, so that's
just
it.
Get on the bus. And we're going in and out.
Fair enough.
What happened? Tyrone had so much power. Everyone just fucking bailed on it.
He abused his power. He abused. He wasn't loyal to his people. And just bailed on him.
He lost all their respect out of nowhere. He said, "Wait 2 minutes," and that was too much for them. Like, he saw us wait in the car. Fuck this guy. We're like out. Tyrone.
Wait in the car. Fuck that.
Fuck that. That is not me. Oh,
I would have, if I had someone maybe wait in a car while they went to complain about traffic, I would definitely not yeah. be friends with that person anymore.
I would leave them behind in a heartbeat. Fuck
that. If someone was just like, "Hey, I should just stop in CVS and grab something real quick," that's such a fine errand that I'm cool to be like, "Okay, I'll just wait on my phone." If someone's like, "I need to go file a complaint about traffic to the city,"
I'm like, "Use your own car? I don't know. Like, why?
Oh, man.
Come back home."
Name the character Christian McCaffrey. Clearly the 49ers game is on my mind right now. It's happening right now. The AFC God. Championship and the NFC Championship so is happening right at this moment.
Oh my God. Oh, should we do our last segment?
Let's do it.
This shook me all week long. We're trying not to get copyrighted, Lamar.
Put the song in there, but
we used
we don't.
To. Speaking of Guns N' Roses, we used to have that thing, and now we don't want to get. Woo.
Who sings that song? Is that a Rolling Stones song?
I think it's Guns N' Roses.
It's AC/DC, ultimately.
It's AC. Fuck me.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That is, yeah.
Used it in the show for 3 years, never knew what it was.
Lamar, for better, for worse, what has been shaking your whole ass? What can't you stop thinking about? What's on your mind?
Let's see. What's shaking me is, I should have thought about this more.
It's, you know, if you don't have one, I have one.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
go let me for think it. For
a second. So, a couple weeks ago on this show, I think what shook me was at the end of the day, Lamar, it was vanilla almond milk. And really? I hate that that's the most exciting part of
vanilla
my week.
Almond milk from where?
From Erewhon. It's the one thing I buy from Erewhon because it's too expensive and I don't want to buy anything else.
$10 for a $10 fucking vial of oat milk.
And listen, nope, almond milk. Damn. And listen.
Or whatever.
No, it is a simple joy that I treat myself to in life. I went back today because I run out of their vanilla almond milk so fucking fast. I went back today thinking, yes, I'm here for one thing and one thing only. And wouldn't you know they didn't have it? Wouldn't so you know the they were out of vanilla almond milk?
Oh, no.
What I bought was chocolate almond milk. And that shit tastes like a milkshake.
But you were going to put you so your good. Whole thing. It's
and I did put it in my
was
coffee.
That you put it in your
and
coffee.
And I did put it in my
You're
coffee.
Putting chocolate milk in your
chocolate
coffee.
Chocolate almond milk. It tastes like a mocha. It tastes like a mocha. It's so fucking good. But here's the thing. I went in there. I said, okay, fine. I'll take the chocolate almond milk because that looks delicious. It was either that or like a strawberry rose almond milk. I'm like, this is doing too much. I'll take my chocolate almond to go. It's just as good, maybe better than the vanilla. It's my coffee is a treat for me. It's so good.
I'm happy for you.
No, you're not. Fuck this.
No, I
whatever.
Am. No, I am.
Fuck this. I'm done with the show.
Fuck this
what is
segment.
Fuck this. We're done. What has been shaking you guys?
I got one now. If you want, I've been shaken by mushrooms. I've been learning how to cook lately and I never liked mushrooms, but I like the way they look. And I mean, I like the visual of them on plates and stuff. But so I was like, I want to start figuring out dishes with mushrooms. And last week,
I love mushrooms.
I cooked these mushrooms with garlic and rosemary and put them on this steak. And man, that shook me to my core. And I just like,
that sounds delicious.
Now I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what kind of mushrooms I can, what kind of dishes I could do with mushrooms.
I'm fucking with mushrooms. What kind? Are you doing the baby Bella? Are you doing the shiitake? Are you doing what?
I'm a little scared of shiitake. They look like they're like long. I like the ones that look like the, you know, the cartoon looking.
I know exactly. Like, what you mean.
Yeah, where it looks like when I picture mushroom, that's what it looks like. Some of the other shit looks
like mushroom like,
they don't look like. Yeah, but I do
so
like the
funny.
White one, the white Blanchy ones, the cremini ones, and the baby Bella joints.
Yeah,
I'm still learning.
Ones that look like cartoons. Totally, you cut it open and down the middle. It's like that's when you imagine a mushroom. That's what it looks like. Yes.
Yeah, shiitakes look a little wild. Like they're like
they are wild, like, but it's
we're like, hey, what's up?
I love it, dude. I ride for mushrooms so hard. They're so good. The umami of it all. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I think that like mushrooms get like. Or like a lot of the things that you're like your first introduction to mushrooms, a lot of time it's like when you're a kid is like, here's a pizza with mushrooms on it. And you're like, well, pizza's fucking good. And you just put mushrooms on it. So that's kind of shit. Or like a salad. Something I never understood to this day is
a salad
that has cut up raw mushroom in it.
It's like, crazy.
Actual fuck are we doing with this?
Raw mushrooms are tough. They're tough.
That is so gross. Yeah.
It's just bizarre. And like, yeah, so I get it. But yeah, once you get like a little garlic, a little butter on there, fuck. I love that.
So fucking good.
Fuck. I love them. God,
easy,
I love mushrooms.
Easy,
fuck.
What's been shaking me?
I went to the movies last night and I've had to switch which movie theater I go to because the movie theater I used to go to closed down permanently, which is very sad. Yeah, it had been open for like 100 fucking years and they just never really recovered from the pandemic. But there's another movie theater in Chicago, the Davis, in Lincoln Square. It's really great. But the difference between the two is that the Davis has assigned seats. You know what I mean? Which I'm still not used to because I've been so used to going to this other theater for so many years. And I keep forgetting that you have to fucking buy the seats in advance, not just so that you have a ticket, but so you actually have like a decent fucking seat. And, we ended up in like the fourth row back.
That's
and I guess what's fucking shaking me is I don't understand why we're still putting chairs there. Like, that's a great point. If I have to sit in the first four rows of a movie, just tell me the fucking movie sold out. Like,
why
I'm not
do they
going.
Offer those? Why are you?
I,
sitting
it
in
sucked.
The front
I have never like four. It was enough. Like the movie was just like.
What'd you see?
It was American Fiction. It was great. It was a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
And it's very,
I
like,
love that movie.
It was very like, you know, just like people in rooms talking. Like, it was very dialogue heavy. And like, I felt like I still really enjoyed it from that kind of fucking staring up at it. Like it's a spaceship landing angle. But there have been other movies I've seen where I've been in the front row, like, especially when I was like in high school and we were incapable of fucking like, showing up on time and we were like trying to sneak into shit or whatever. And it's like you're sitting in the front row and you're just like, my neck is gonna hurt for 48 hours. I'm not seeing anything. And this cost me $17. And I'm just like, over it. I'm like, take the seats out. If like just take the seats out. But they won't. I just said my favorite movie theater closed down because they couldn't afford to stay open after COVID. And my pitch is have less seats. Make less money. It blows my fucking mind that like just move everything back a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like
why don't they care about that those people who have to sit there? Like they should think
Gonna sit there. It's wild.
And with the assigned seat things, it's like genuinely, if there's a 7 p.m. and a 9:30, and I'm like, well, I want to go to the 7. And then I see that the only seats that are left available for the 7 are in the front two. I'm just going to the fucking 9:30. Like, ultimately, people aren't ever taking those seats unless it's sold out, which is so fucking rare.
that a movie sells out in person.
Yeah, maybe they should like save them for like, okay, we're going to not sell these seats. And then if it's sold out and you really want to go, you
right.
buy them.
Right.
You have to or you get them really, like half price or
really
something.
Really want to see it at that time to get a first row seat to a movie.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fucking nuts.
Really quick, I want to add a quick what shook me is because I fully forgot this was last night. Daniel and I finished the series finale of Sex Education, which is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Oh. And it ended with the fourth season. And it's so good. If you guys haven't seen, if you guys are anyone listening, hasn't seen Sex Education on Netflix, it is one of my favorite shows of all time. They ended it so beautifully. I haven't cried that hard in a really long time. It's one of those shows where I'm like, these are my friends. These are my friends. And now my friends are leaving. And what am I going to do without my friends? So it's really, really good. It was a great send off. Watch
that. I'm going to check that out. Yeah. I've heard a lot of good things about that. Okay.
Lamar, anything? Oh, no. What are you going to
say? No, I don't need to just talk about the fucking Netflix.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that was one of those ones that like, I think I kind of fell off because of the nature of the way that streaming shows come out these days, where it's like the whole season would drop at once. I would watch it in like 3 days. And then I like, by the time the next season comes out, it's like 3 years later, I've completely fucking
forgotten.
And also
you didn't like that show because you're very like, you're kind of like Puritan. Yes. You're sex negative. And so there was like, you could not watch that show.
I think sex is bad. I think
you
shouldn't do it.
You could not watch that show.
Two things I don't like: premarital sex, postmarital sex, no sex. Doesn't matter. So
Riley likes the police and you don't like sex.
And I hate sex.
I just take that.
Welcome to Review, where one of us loves cops and the other hates
sex.
HeadGum's like, we're going to keep it on. Lamar, remind everybody when and how they can listen to Highly Sensitive Person.
Yes. Okay. Highly Sensitive Person is dropping tomorrow, Valentine's Day.
Woo!
So get your partner, you know what I'm saying? Get the radio popping. Have a good, it's a roller coaster through avoidant. And you'll love it. So, you can check it out on Spotify, Apple, Tidal. You can listen to it there, or if you want to buy it from me directly, just go to my website, lamar-woods.com. It's popping. If you don't like rap, there's skits on there, so there is comedy in it. If you know who Mike Mitchell is, he's on one of the skits. I won't tell you which one. See if you can figure it out, because I don't credit him. So you have to listen to the whole thing to find out.
So you have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah. And if you want, I would love for you to follow me on Instagram too at PROPHmatic on Instagram and tell me what you think, or just follow me and just see what else I'm doing. Yeah, that's it. But right now it's all about this album. I worked really hard on it.
Hell yes, dude. So stoked for you. And if you get the album and then you listen to it all the way through and you're like, oh my God, I can't get enough of that sweet, sweet voice, go listen to Gossip Kings with Lamar and Carl Hart on the last season, right?
We're almost done. Carl's about to find out the truth. We're going to have a live stream. I think we're right at episode 4 right now, 604. So we have six more episodes left, and then we're going to do a live stream for the last one.
I can't wait to watch that live stream. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. It's going to be wild. So yeah. Check that out too. Yeah. We're out here doing shit. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year.
You can find Alfred on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. You can find us on Reddit, r/Review Review, HeadGum Discord, Review Review. And Jeffrey James and I have a Patreon. If you want to come hang out, we do Zoom parties. That's a Zardy every month. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff.
And you could find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Anspa, and on Twitter.com, now known as XXXX.com, for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote. And as we say every single week on the show, we're always saying it. We're never not saying it. We're never not saying our famous phrase.
Heimlich Jagger. We're always saying it. We're never
Heimlich
not
Jagger.
Saying it.
Heimlich Jagger. Right.
Thank you so much, Lamar, for coming on. It was such a blast to have you. Happy Valentine's, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Happy Valentine's Day. No sex, though.
That was a HeadGum Original.